Part 4. Part 4 consists of two tasks. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about their past and present jobs. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H what each speaker says was the best aspect of their old job. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H how each speaker feels about their new job. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
It was a decent company to work for, and I enjoyed my time there. There were 3 of us in my section, and we had a right laugh together. It was very hectic, though. Always something going wrong. The thing I really liked there was how I was forced to learn new skills every day. Any tools we wanted, our boss got them for us. He just didn't pay us enough. So when an opportunity came up, I left. In my new job, I can afford to go out more and buy expensive clothes, but I've come to realise that's not all there is to life. I can't see myself here for much longer. I feel like I've made a mistake rushing into such a big decision.
Speaker 2.
I was working at my dad's advertising firm. I thought the other employees would be a bit hostile towards someone walking straight into the job without any experience just because they were the boss's son. So I worked extra hard, never took a lunch break, and learned as much as I could from the other executives who knew the industry inside out. I needn't have worried, though. Everyone there was so lovely and made all the long hours not only bearable, but completely worth it. Last year, I went out on my own, and even though it was pretty scary at first, it's wonderful not having to get my dad's stamp of approval for everything.
Speaker 3.
I couldn't fault the place in terms of working conditions, and the company was certainly thriving. I was involved in some very successful campaigns, and we were given huge amounts of money to spend on promoting the products. The only problem was that during my time there, I realised it wasn't the kind of work I wanted to do at all. I retrained as a therapist, and much to my relief, have just passed my 6-month trial period at the clinic where I work. One thing, though, my job in marketing was well paid, and I particularly liked the perks, discounts, long holidays. There were even quiet rooms for taking it easy. There isn't really the budget for all that at my new place.
Speaker 4.
There was never a dull moment in that job. One day, I might be assessing the management, another interviewing staff, writing up reports, leading the team, all sorts of things. We also got to travel, which was a plus. Staff were sometimes suspicious of us, wanting to know why we were there. But I really enjoyed coming up with advice on how each company could improve or become even more successful. It really was quite rewarding, and I don't just mean financially. Before long, I was offered a promotion. It was a bit of a surprise, as I wasn't really qualified for the role, but I jumped at the opportunity. It's been tough, but I'm starting to grasp it, and I'm looking forward to succeeding at this level.
Speaker 5.
It was a nice place to work. The managers would always show their appreciation for our work by giving us rewards and sending us on team-building excursions, which were more fun than they sound. One day, though, I thought to myself, if you don't follow your dream of being an artist now, when will you? So I quit. It was a tough decision, as the pay was excellent, and that was the main reason I stayed there for so long. But I have to say, so far so good. I've sold one or two pieces already and have an exhibition at a local gallery next month. I'm not going to get ahead of myself, though, and we'll just take each day as it comes.
Now you'll hear part four again. Speaker one.
It was a decent company to work for, and I enjoyed my time there. There were three of us in my section, and we had a right laugh together. It was very hectic, though. Always something going wrong. The thing I really liked there was how I was forced to learn new skills every day. Any tools we wanted, our boss got them for us. He just didn't pay us enough. So when an opportunity came up, I left. In my new job, I can afford to go out more and buy expensive clothes, but I've come to realise that's not all there is to life. I can't see myself here for much longer. I feel like I've made a mistake rushing into such a big decision.
Speaker 2.
I was working at my dad's advertising firm. I thought the other employees would be a bit hostile towards someone walking straight into the job without any experience just because they were the boss's son. So I worked extra hard, never took a lunch break, and learned as much as I could from the other executives who knew the industry inside out. I needn't have worried, though. Everyone there was so lovely and made all the long hours not only bearable but completely worth it. Last year, I went out on my own, and even though it was pretty scary at first, it's wonderful not having to get my dad's stamp of approval for everything.
Speaker 3.
I couldn't fault the place in terms of working conditions, and the company was certainly thriving. I was involved in some very successful campaigns, and we were given huge amounts of money to spend on promoting the products. The only problem was that during my time there, I realised it wasn't the kind of work I wanted to do at all. I retrained as a therapist and, much to my relief, have just passed my 6-month trial period at the clinic where I work. One thing though, my job in marketing was well paid and I particularly liked the perks, discounts, long holidays. There were even quiet rooms for taking it easy. There isn't really the budget for all that at my new place.
Speaker 4.
There was never a dull moment in that job. One day, I might be assessing the management. Another, interviewing staff, writing up reports, leading the team, all sorts of things. We also got to travel, which was a plus. Staff were sometimes suspicious of us, wanting to know why we were there. But I really enjoyed coming up with advice on how each company could improve or become even more successful. It really was quite rewarding, and I don't just mean financially. Before long, I was offered a promotion. It was a bit of a surprise, as I wasn't really qualified for the role, but I jumped at the opportunity. It's been tough, but I'm starting to grasp it, and I'm looking forward to succeeding at this level.
Speaker 5.
It was a nice place to work. The managers would always show their appreciation for our work by giving us rewards and sending us on team-building excursions, which were more fun than they sound. One day, though, I thought to myself, if you don't follow your dream of being an artist now, when will you? So I quit. It was a tough decision, as the pay was excellent, and that was the main reason I stayed there for so long. But I have to say, so far so good. I've sold one or two pieces already and have an exhibition at a local gallery next month. I'm not going to get ahead of myself though, and we'll just take each day as it comes.
That is the end of part four. There'll now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I'll remind you when there's 1 minute left, so that you're sure to finish in time. You have 1 more minute left. That's the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.